Hi, this is Minister Yo. Welcome to another episode of Ask Minister Yo. So today we are on our final week of the series entitled The Five Types of Male Personalities to Avoid While Dating. We're on week number six, our final week. And today we're going to talk about the irresponsible man. Yep. He's here. This is similar to the mama's boy, but this guy could have grown up in a two-parent home. This guy has no accountability, no reliability, no consideration for consequences. He doesn't have the ability to think through situations. He can't critically think, either can't or won't critically think. He is the kind of person who will get a job, work 2 weeks, and quit. Okay, so you're the head of the house. You don't have the option to work 2 weeks and quit your job when you are the person that's providing money for the household, right? So you put your family in risk of losing everything by such behavior, but you're irresponsible. And so you're thinking, well, I just get another job. Most rational thinking people would have another job already lined up, already had the interview, already the paperwork, all that set up before they quit the job they currently have so they can walk from one paycheck to the next paycheck and won't miss a beat, and their family won't have to struggle, right? Not the irresponsible man, because he doesn't think through or think about consequences. It's all about his feelings and how they made him feel. And they disrespected me and they ain't gonna talk to me no kind of way, and I quit. And yeah, him. He struggles completing things. Like, he's a procrastinator. He can't do deadlines. Like, if you say, I want this done by the 14th will come and go, and you won't hear from him because it's not done. He makes decisions without thinking through. His behavior is inconsistent. Let's say you say, honey, I need you to pick next week. Next week, I need you to pick up the children from school all week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I need you to get off work and pick up the children and then come home. He said, okay, baby, I got that for you, baby. I got it for you. Yes. Monday, you get a phone call from the school saying your kid's still there. You call him, he playing basketball with the boys. And he's saying, what's wrong? Sweetie, it's 4 o'clock. And he said, yeah. You were supposed to pick the kids up this week because I had to work late. Oh, shoot. I forgot. I'm finna go right now. And I'm, that's okay. I got off work and I picked them up. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Forgot all about it. What a concern. Didn't even intend to do it. This irresponsible person. Just, he's the same way. Like, makes mistakes and it's somebody else's fault. Like, why? Why you just not calling me to remind me to pick up them children? So now I gotta call you to remind you to pick up the children. Okay. It's my fault that you forgot to pick up our children from school. Okay. All right, sweetie. Okay, honey. Financially irresponsible. Quit a job without a job. Blow the money at the casino, hadn't paid the rent. This is the guy will make dinner plans with you if you're dating ladies. He'll make dinner plans with you and won't show up because he forgot that he made the plans. Or even worse, even worse, this is the guy that will ask you on a date to an expensive restaurant, and then when the check come, he'll say he left his own bleeding. I think I left my wallet at home. But you go back home, it's really at home. You really did leave. He was just trying to be cheap. He really did leave his wallet at home because he irresponsible. This is him. This is him. No. Ooh, my Lord. It'll be your fault. Why didn't you remind me to get my wallet before we left out? Because I went at your house. You told me to meet you at the restaurant. How am I supposed to know your wallet was in your pants pocket? I don't know. Him, honey, him. Him. He's going to need a life coach and a counselor and prayer and some anointing oil. He'll need to go to the altar for prayer, and the pastor going to have to lay all the hands on him. Yes. Red flag. Can I say red flag? If he irresponsible when we're dating, his behavior is not going to change if you two make it to the altar and you get married because it's who he is. Can he change? Yes. If he feels like he needs to. But some people feel like this is who I am, love it or leave it. And for some reason, all of this will be your fault. Mr. Irresponsible Man is most definitely a red flag, ladies. This is not the person that you date, no matter how cute, no matter how fine, no matter how much money he make when he working, no matter what he buys you. No matter how good he may be in bed, this is the guy you we want to avoid him. This is not, you don't want this trouble for the rest of your marriage. Real talk, you don't. This is a red flag. Somebody that's irresponsible when they're dating. Let me balance that and say that there is a lack of knowledge. And there is, I don't care. This guy falls into the category of I don't care. He doesn't know, but he doesn't care to find out. That makes him irresponsible. It's one thing to say, baby, I don't know how to budget, but I'm willing to learn. I can work with that guy. Baby, my account negative. I'm gonna print out my bank check stubs. Can you help me figure out where I missed it at? I can work with that guy. I can work with that hothead guy that says, ain't nobody gonna talk to me every kind of way. And I'm saying, baby, you unhappy with your job. This is what I need you to do. I need you to start looking for another job. Put in applications now. Put in a PTO day or whatever day they tell you to come in for an interview. Put in the PTO day and go to your interview that day. Once they hire you, you sign all the paperwork and all your urine tests came back clear and everything's good. They offer you the job and you say yes, then you quit the job you don't like. But baby, you can't quit a job without another job because that's not responsible. Maybe he just needs somebody to walk him through it. Cool. I can work with him. But Mr. Don't Care, that's a red flag. Because if he don't care if he eat, he really not gonna care if you eat. And he's not gonna care that your baby don't have diapers. That's a red flag, ladies. So before we get our heart all invested, before we fall in love because you done had sex too early, before we get to all of that, we need to think with our heads, not our hearts, and look at these red flags and say, can I talk to him? Is he willing to get help? Is he willing to do better? If he is, maybe we can work on making this work. If he's not willing to change, red flag. Then it's up to you. The ball's always in your court, ladies. We always have the power to say yes or no to relationships. We have the power. Act like a lady, think like a man. That book blessed me by Steve Harvey. I highly recommend that you get that and read it, especially if you're dating and you don't know much about types of men and what these types mean and all. That's a really good book if you're dating. I highly recommend that book for you. Cool. That was my best shot. I pray this series help you. Look at what kind of men to avoid. Yep. I'm gonna do some more of this. It was fun. If you have a question you want to submit to me, you can email me at makingmarriageworknow@gmail.com. You can hop over to my YouTube channel at Coach Yolanda B if you would like to see more videos like this. And I look forward to hearing from you really, really soon. Until next time, go in God.